producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
News cycle we got going here. Wow. I am Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club, and common sense is something that seems to be lacking in this news cycle. I mean, it's nuts. We have Pinheads trying to jump the fence at the White House. We have wannabe jihadists causing havoc in Canada. We have folks right here in America trying to, kids, little girls, attempting to go overseas and be jihadists. I think they were trying to be housekeepers or nurses or something. What is going on? And then I don't know if you've seen this. Someone sent this to me last night. And I definitely want to talk about it today. 855-217-76, extension 2, get your live on air and enter the conversation. Have you seen the video of the little girls, some of them under 10 years old, dropping the F-bomb in the name of feminism? I mean, it is repulsive to see this. And to hear it. And the video was on Vimeo and on YouTube, and they've been pulled, but the feminists, and I use that term very lightly, because I don't believe that this nouveau feminism, these feminazis, I don't think that they embodied what true feminism is in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I think they're nutcases. I think they're fascists, in my humble opinion. And I believe they are child abusers, too. I mean, you look at this video, and you got these tiny little tots, tiny little girls, dressed in the princess getup, just dropping the F-bombs, talking about the rape culture and all of this stuff. Getting a little boy on there dressed up as a girl, and surprise, surprise, this group is run by two lesbians. This is the future they envision for our kids. They call this empowering little girls. As a matter of fact, they've been quoted as saying, you know, in this news cycle that these are the tiny little empowered women that are going to take over tomorrow's fight and that sort of thing. And I'm going, my God, this is what we're teaching our kids. Little 10-year-old. I mean, it's disturbing. Flipping off the camera, dropping the F-bomb, little guys and princess garbs and get-ups, and surprise, it's run by homosexuals. And I don't normally come on this show and berate or bash the homosexual lifestyle. I say, you know, knock yourself out. Just don't try to change our laws and definitions and push your agenda on my kids and that sort of thing. And then you see something like this, and you cannot stay quiet. You stay silent about it, because this is what they envision for our children. To them, this is a good thing. If you haven't seen the video, do me a favor, don't. You will never be able to scrub those images, and you will never be able to get that out of your head. And the fact that these are the folks that are slowly but surely taking over our government, taking over our educational systems, our public education system, I mean, these folks, they are trying to get their arms around our religious institutions. They are trying to influence our boys, our sons, and they have already apparently got a handhold, foothold on our little girls. I mean, it's sad. Right over there in Moorhead, I was livid last year when one of those feminist speech teachers had my daughter reciting a poem that had profanity in it. And they use these little girls. They use them. They make them believe that this is somehow empowering, and it is anything but. It's child abuse, in my humble opinion, and it should be called out as such. And something else, and this kind of ties back into a story here in the metro area. I want to ask you, and I want you to be honest. Have you heard of the case of these two 19-year-old hockey players? I'm not going to say their names. And the 16-year-old, she's not 15, she's 16, a little girl, and what's going on there in that case. I want to get your opinion on that because Brad Melton, this guy is coming out making some pretty outrageous claims. He says that Rosenfeld, the attorneys for the two males in this case are the ones being outrageous. But I think he's being outrageous. I think that we cannot shield our eyes and shield our ears from what actually happens If someone reports what actually happens, it's somehow slut-shaming or victim-shaming or something like that. I want to get your opinion on that. And it kind of ties in to this whole new feminist movement where little girls are taught basically not to respect themselves, and if anyone else calls them on it, then they're the ones that are wrong. They are sexist. They are chauvinist. They are horrible people. They are males. That sort of thing. No respect for yourself. You don't have to respect yourself. You can dress however you want. You can speak however you want. No one better say a word to you because if they do, then they are the chauvinist pigs. What are we teaching our young? What are we teaching our little girls? The case here in this area, this little girl, and I feel sorry for her because obviously her parents' parental skills are severely lacking. She needs a role model. And my apologies, I said Brad Melton. It's Brian Melton, a pinhead extraordinaire in my opinion, but no matter. This little girl, I feel sorry for her. I do. And I don't believe that she should be run through the media and that sort of thing and beat up. I think she needs a role model. I think she needs a strong female figure in her life, like, I don't know, Yana Murdahl or Sarah Palin or Michelle Bachman. It's obvious to me that she is not being taught to be a young lady. Oh, God. I just said that horrible word. Teach our little girls to be young ladies. This little girl is a self-described, I don't even know if I can say it on the air, but, I guess I can, puck slut. Meaning what she does is she tries to sleep with every hockey team in this little conference. Self-described. This is her, not anyone else, not the attorney, as this Brian character says, is victim shaming. This is this kid's own depiction of herself. That's the problem. These boys, they need a Red Wing in their Levi's. And if we were in a culture where you could actually do that, I mean, you know, we all know what happens when you exact a little tough parenting nowadays. But those two little boys need to be taken out to the woodshed by a strong a male figure and told that what they did is wrong. You don't videotape what they videotape. And I'm not going to get into it. And it's wrong, period. and it is unacceptable in decent society. That's for the little boys. But you cannot discount the little girl's actions, which is what we are doing. And then when you bring her actions to light, you are victim shaming? Give me a break. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. Take your lumps. Anyway, kind of got me hot under the collar, especially after seeing that, hearing that story with the pinhead Melton all over the media. I don't even know what you would call it, but Joseph and Jade, the two attorneys for the boys, I mean, he's all over the media just bashing them. How could they? Blah, blah, blah. Outrageous, he says. Are you kidding me? My goodness. We'll be right back with Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chase's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back 855-217-76, extension 2. That's the number to get you into the conversation. I've calmed down just a bit, just a little bit. We will definitely pick up the conversation on social media, and I'm going to try to reserve a little time at the bottom of this hour. But right now, I want to talk to my friend Blanquita Cullum and ask her, you know, what's going on in the world today? This news cycle has been nuts. I want to start off talking about what's going on over there in Canada and these lone wolf attacks. Blanquita, can you shed a little light on what's going on?
Well, you know, I did a program for years and from Montreal called The Editors. And really, they have lived in an environment where they haven't had to worry about this kind of thing. So I felt very bad for Corporal Nathan Cirillo, 24 years old. And I encourage the listeners out there to go to his Facebook page that they created for him. And you'll find out what a brave young guy he was. And there he was guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Well, you know, I live very close, just across the bridge from Arlington, where the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is, and you just know that they have increased the security and the watch over there. In fact, what was interesting yesterday on Washington television, you know how they have those tests to make sure that the warning sign. I want to say it's Conrad, but you know what I'm talking about. And they haven't had one of those for a long time. Sometimes they'll have them if there's a tornado or something of that nature. But there was a test of the system yesterday, which I found interesting because they're certainly not going to say a lot here in the Washington area about lifting the security, but you know, I can see a lot from where I live. You know, we have a place that's not too far from the airport, right across the bridge from Arlington National Cemetery, and you can see the Capitol from the balcony. So what I'm saying is that you can sense that there is a bit of more precaution going on.
Well, I sit and I think about the guy that was guarding that the Tomb of the Unknown and the fact that he has a ceremonial rifle, and I just think it's cowardly that this guy would do what he did. Do you think that he knew that he was unarmed?
Oh, I don't think he cared that he was unarmed. It wouldn't have mattered if he was armed. He would have had a gun battle with the guy. I mean, there's madness, okay? Terrorists are mad. They're evil and they're mad. So you can't expect a logical mind. They're like, you know, the people that take all the chess pieces and throw them on the floor. So to think that we can strategize on logic is illogical. You have to strategize like a madman, dealing with a madman. And frankly, I mean, that's the point of terrorism. Terrorism is the word terror. Trying to get people in places that you don't expect, in countries that you don't expect. And so we just have to become smarter, not fearful, but smarter.
Do you think it's an ISIS attack?
I think it's a groupie of ISIS. Okay? I think it's a groupie of ISIS, and it's a wannabe ISIS. ISIS will take the credit, of course, but I think it's a groupie.
I saw I was watching Megyn Kelly last night, and she played a clip of a jihadist, I think right out of Minneapolis. He's an imam, and he was talking about the fight, and he said that named Canada American, European, and he said, you know, wherever you can, however you can, basically use whatever resources at your disposal to kill Americans, Europeans, and Canadians. And I just thought that was very, very telling. What's going on in this country where these folks from way over there can influence our people here?
Well, I think for one thing I'd say very quickly is that so Americans wake up. You know, don't let the threat intimidate you. Let it empower you to be more American and to look out for your own safety and for that of your friends and family. Don't go overboard, but don't be stupid. The other thing is to be strong in voicing opinion. The president's about ready to unleash after the election green cards to just millions of people that did not go through the process. And along those people are people we have no idea whether they're sick, whether they have come from terrorism, whether they're thugs, whether they are have any criminal records from the country that they may come from. And I think that we have to stand up and just say no. So I think now is the time, as we always talk about in your Common Sense Club, for people to wake up and understand that politics is not a spectator sport. It is like military service. It is a duty. You need to stand up as an American, know all your representatives, your city council members, your mayor, and become more vocal and participate in the process.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said that better myself. I want to switch gears just a bit here because I really want to get your opinion on this. And I really wanted Ellen's opinion, too, because I wanted it from, both sides. But have you seen this feminist video where these little girls, some of them younger than 10, are dropping
yes.
the F-bomb? Have you seen that?
Yes, it's disgraceful. And that's using children as a tool. And I find that very offensive. I find it offensive in movies where they use children in brutal situations. That is, to me, that is child endangerment. That's child
yes.
cruelty. That's obscenity. I have had children. I have grandchildren. And I find that is the adult using that child in a very criminal and wrong way. Would you want a teacher to do that? Would you want your neighbors to teach their children like that? Or would you say, were your own family members allowing children to be used? That's not feminist. That's baloney. That is feminist is, if you're really a woman who knows themselves, you don't want more for your son than you do for your daughter or for your daughter for your son. You want equal rights and not abuse. That's child abuse.
Right, and that's what I said. I said that these are folks that are exploiting these kids. I mean,
they're crude abusers. You want to know? Are these the same people that molest children in Hollywood, that use children and think nothing that they're collateral damage? Those children are collateral damage, and I find it. I want to know who these people are, and we should call them out by name. And they are child abusers.
Yeah, and I think we do know who they are. As a matter of fact, they've come out with a statement, and I plan on addressing it on social media and on this radio station myself. But these folks are not – this is not who we want our kids looking up to. Because in my humble opinion, I think that we need little girls to turn into young ladies instead of
– little girls to be children and to be innocent and not to be – abused. They are
absolutely
abusers.
Absolutely. Oh, Thank you, Blankita, for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together, but we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports. They're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live, on air, and into the conversation. Having a conversation today with my next guest, Jason Flores, and he is the executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about, you know, where does he see, you know, the Republican Party? What's the trajectory? We're going to try to get in and we're going to try to figure out, find out his predictions for the midterm election. So I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club, Jason.
Hey, Leon, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm a little hot under the collar, but it's got nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with news. This news cycle has just been crazy, man. But we want to talk a little North Dakota politics right now. So I want to see where do you think, how do you think the GOP is shaping up in these midterm elections?
You know what? All of our races are looking very good. From our statewide candidates all the way down to the legislative races. You know, when you put together a body of work like our Republican candidates have over the last couple of decades in leadership here in North Dakota, you certainly can't argue with the results. They've put good policies, good principles in place that have really created the environment for North Dakota to take off. And now, you know, as we're in the midst of some very rapid growth and development, doing a good job responding to some of those challenges, too. So I think their body of work speaks for itself. I think the poll numbers are showing that with pretty substantial leads for most of our candidates. And I think we'll return our statewide officials and big majorities in both the House and the Senate.
And that's something else that I'm talking about the NDGOP and the state of North Dakota. That's something that we talk about regularly. The fact that the folks here in North Dakota are pretty happy with their leadership. One, our economy ain't hurting. Two,
right.
And so when we see like attack ads and things like that, they kind of have to go toward the social aspect. And not look at the facts on the ground, so to speak, the stewardship of the North Dakota Republican Party and the fact that they're doing a pretty good job.
Right. I mean, like I said, the record and the success really does speak for itself. And you have a group of Democrat candidates this year, you know, challenging our incumbent representatives and senators and statewide office holders. And they very much have gone negative. I mean, very much from the beginning of their campaigns. And it's because, you know, you're not going to argue with the trajectory that North Dakota's on. You can't argue with the business-friendly climate, with the tax relief, the $1 billion of broad-based property and income tax relief that Republicans have pushed through. So if they can't argue on a policy front, they just got to go negative and try to, you know, pigeonhole folks into those narrower issues or issues that aren't as big in the minds of the general public.
Right, right. How much stock do you put in the polls?
Well, polls are just a snapshot in time, you know. They vary. Every pollster has different methodology. Even within a good poll where you've got 3.5 points of margin of error, that could be a big swing just from one day to another. So, you know, they're a good snapshot in time. They might show you some candidates that you want to put some extra focus in, but, you know, they don't change our strategy here in the last almost 2 weeks of the campaign. We're working really hard on the ground to get out the vote, make sure that all of our Republican voters are getting to the polls, making sure we share how important this election is, you know, for the state of North Dakota, and making sure that we stay on this track towards success and prosperity rather than going back 20 years to policies that never worked in the first place.
So, I want to ask you this. Are there any candidates out there that you see that we need to give a little extra support to, just to make sure that they're solid and they're going to pull this thing out? Any problem spots that you see?
Problem spots isn't the term I'd use, but there's races that we're paying attention to just because of the importance of the office, and as well as because, you know, the opposition is pooling some resources in there as well. I think from the statewide candidate's perspective, you really have the ag commissioner race as the hot one. Doug Goring has done a great job. His depth and breadth of knowledge on agricultural issues and trade issues, I mean, he is just a great guy for that job. He works so hard, and his lifelong experience in agriculture is so important to bring to that ag commissioner seat. But, you know, our opponents are targeting that one. Taylor just ran a failed attempt, but a statewide campaign 2 years ago. So he's got some, you know, name ID and some, I guess, clout coming from that. So that's a race that we're keeping an eye on. They're funneling a lot of money into that race, and we're matching them dollar to dollar. But we certainly need to have our voters, our friends, our allies step up and support Doug in that race.
Absolutely. Do you the center race? How do you see that shaping up with the center and Kramer? Do you believe the forum polls and the polling that I've seen shows Kramer doing very well, but the center camp says, you know, these polls they're weighted and that sort of thing. Where do you see that race?
Sure. Well, you know, there's a variety of polls out there on that race. The congressional races always get a little more attention from the pollsters. And I think if you take out the highs and the lows, you have several polls that have really corroborated probably a double-digit lead for Congressman Kramer. Yeah, I think that one's looking good. Nobody works harder than Congressman Kramer does. I mean, the amount of accessibility that he's had, the number of places that he's been, the coffees with Kramers that he does, I mean, he has literally been everywhere in the state. And that's what we expect of our public officials. You know, I think it says something about that race that the, you know, the DCCC, the National Democratic Group, isn't coming in at all. Senator just isn't getting that infusion of cash. His fundraising here in the last couple of days, you know, since we've been doing these 48-hour reports, he hasn't been raising the money. And without that money to go up and make a strong buy on TV and a big last-minute push, he's not going to be able to close that gap, whether it's 6 points or 18 points. He just doesn't have the funds and the campaign momentum to do it.
Right. And when we're talking about how great North Dakota is doing, and we always know, we know that incumbents, they have a bit of a leg up. But I was speaking to a couple friends of mine yesterday about Wayne Stengem, longest serve. I think he's been there since like 2000. I mean, he's like the longest serving attorney general in our history. How do you see that race? I think someone's challenging him from Grand Forks, I believe. How do you see
Yeah, she is, and I don't think hasn't mounted too much of a campaign. And I mean, Wayne, absolutely, I believe he's the longest serving attorney general anywhere in the country in his
really
tenure, and has done a great job doing it. You know, fair application of the law. He's dealing with challenges out west in terms of putting more state patrol, more BCI agents out there, working to get a permanent FBI office there. And is just, I think, done an all-around great job. And another guy who has been, you know, everywhere, every corn feed and hog roast across the state since he's been in office, you're going to find Wayne up there. And that's what North Dakota voters pride themselves so much on with our elected officials, is that kind of accessibility and a focus on results.
Right. Accessibility, that is huge. The fact that you can basically, like Kramer is going to be in studio, I think, next week. Again, he does the town halls. Wayne, I've actually sent him emails, and he'll give me a phone call back. So I love right. that about North Dakota and the North Dakota leadership, that you can do that, and they're so accessible. So that's always yep. a great thing. So I just want to give me 2 minutes of, you know, where you see the North Dakota Republican Party after November 4th. Where do you see, how do you see these races shaking out? Just across the board wins?
Yeah, I think you're going to see all of our statewide candidates especially return. There's going to be some close races, I think, but in the end we're going to pull them out, and you're going to see our incumbents come back based on the good job that they've done for North Dakota. Legislative seats, I mean, it would take quite a bit of a shift to really fundamentally change anything in the majorities in the legislature, and I don't think you're going to see that. Those legislative races, there are always a few that come down to, you know, a couple of dozen votes or a couple hundred votes, and they're just tough to call, and sometimes you don't know which ones they are ahead of time. But I think you're generally going to see the Republican majorities returning strong to the legislature, and they're going to keep North Dakota on the track we're on, and continue to make investments in the future, continue to address these challenges that come with growth and opportunity. But I tell you what, I'd rather have challenges that come with success and with growth than with having people trying to leave the state. And we saw that a couple decades ago.
Right. Another question I have for you. Are you concerned at all about the more liberal-leaning districts, and especially, and I'll couple two questions together. Here in Fargo, with Moorhead right across the river there, and in Grand Forks, you know, you have East Grand Forks over there. Are you concerned about those districts, those liberal-leaning districts with the high college student bodies, and are you concerned at all about, like, voter fraud or things like that?
You know, it's one thing that we've done extremely well here in North Dakota, and give all the credit to our Secretary of State. Al has done an amazing job over his tenure. You know, you have national recognition in the press and from voters groups talking about the good elections that we have here in North Dakota. I think the voter ID laws that were passed in this previous session are only going to strengthen that. So I'm not concerned about fraud in those, because I think that we've got good systems in place, and I think we improved upon the integrity of our process here in the last session.
Good deal.
In terms of, you know, our candidates running in those districts, I think we've got stronger candidates in some of those college areas or more liberal areas than we ever have before. And we've got guys who are, you know, former student body presidents at NDSU, past just graduated students, folks who have worked with the college and the administration and student groups for a long time, and they are absolutely working harder than anyone to get out on the campuses, get out in the neighborhoods, and really the strongest grassroots campaigns that we've seen in those areas, I think, in a long time.
Good deal. So you guys have a little bus tour going on. You want to tell us when and where?
We do, yeah. We're kicking off tomorrow morning and heading west for our first day, and then swinging back over into your neck of the woods in Fargo here on Saturday. So we're kicking off in Dickinson tomorrow morning, 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time now. Then heading up to Williston at 3:00, over to Minot at 6:00.
Hey, Jason, can you hang on? Give me a minute or two on the other side of the break to get all that information out.
Will do, Leon. Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you, Jason. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Club. We're speaking with Jason Flores about a two-day GOTV effort on Friday and Saturday by the North Dakota Republican Party, the grand old party here in North Dakota, and they're having a two-day get-out-the-vote push, interactive, energetic. Everybody's going to be there from Attorney Wayne Stenberg. stipendium to Drew Wrigley and Julie Fedorchuk. But I'm going to let Jason give you the particulars about this event. So, sure. Jason, what are the what, when, where's, and how's of this this bus tour?
Yeah, thanks, Leon. I mean, like we've talked about, it's that accessibility that's so important here in North Dakota. And we got all our candidates, you know, that are up for election crisscrossing the state here in the next couple of days, making sure it's, you know, one more chance to talk with voters and really just to push, get out the vote. Regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of whether you've signed up with the Republican Party or not, we need you to get out and vote. It is just so critical for the future of North Dakota. So we've got 2 days planned. Starting tomorrow, we're going to Dickinson, Williston, and Minot. That'll be 10:30 a.m. in Dickinson. That's Mountain Time. 3 o'clock in Williston. 6 o'clock up in Minot. And then Saturday, we're kicking off here at Republican headquarters in Bismarck, bright and early at 9 a.m., heading over to Fargo at noon. Don't worry, we'll be done before the Bison game starts, so nobody's going to miss any second of football because of these rallies. Heading up to Grand Forks at for a rally at 2:30 and coming back through Jamestown at 6 o'clock at night. So all that information, that schedule, location information for all the stops is available on our website. It's ndgop.org. And, you know, while you're there, you can check out other information about our candidates, get your absentee ballot application if you don't want to get out to vote on Election Day, and find some other information about early voting and what we've got going on around the state, too. So we'd encourage everybody to come out and join us. It's just going to be a lot of fun. One more chance to talk to these candidates and, you know, really build some momentum and make sure we're getting everybody out to vote here before November.
And that's what I always say. You can't complain if you don't vote. So get out there and vote. Awesome job you guys are doing over there, Jason. So thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. And hopefully we'll see you here in Fargo at noon on Saturday. So
that's
good
right.
Deal.
All right. Thanks, Leon.
Not a problem. Thank you. And stay tuned. Everyone that's tuned in to the Common Sense Club, stay tuned for what's on your mind. You're going to have Scott and Todd on. They're going to be taking your questions and comments. And they also have some pretty cool guests lined up. They're going to have a debate on Measure 3, which would eliminate the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. We're going to talk to Roger Wetzel, the recently resigned president of the North Dakota AARP, on why he spoke out on Measure 1. We're also going to have Yana Murdahl, and she's the chairwoman of the North Dakota Choose Life. And I don't know if I might have mentioned this yesterday, but a former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft is going to be in Fargo today, 1:45 at the Fargo Air Museum. But he's going to be by the studio here, and he's going to talk a little bit about why he supports Measure 1. So stay tuned for that awesome show lined up for you, and especially in the next a couple of hours with Scott and Todd. Keep your fingers on the dial. Call in often. And if you can, let's show John Ashcroft a huge North Dakota welcome and a show of support for life. Over there at the Fargo Air Museum today. And let's show him a little North Dakota love when he's on with, I think he's, Scott's going to interview him at 10:45. So stay tuned for that. And check out my Facebook and my Twitter, my social media on more of these stories that I've been talking about today. I got a little hot under the collar, just a little bit. But I see the trajectory of our country. And one, it saddens me. But two, it incenses me. It gets me, I get really irritated when I see folks taking advantage of these kids. And you can see it in the culture. I mean, we see what's going on here. And even with this story here in North Dakota, you see it. Our kids have lost their way. They have. You can make no bones about it. There's no argument there. Our children have lost their way. We need to do whatever we can do to get that back. And that means strengthening parental rights. That means, you know, kicking all those people with agendas that want to mold your child in the way that they think. We got to get those folks out of the public education system, seriously, because they are doing us a they're doing our kids a disservice. They are. I'm going to develop that. I mentioned about the Moorhead speech teacher. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. Maybe touch on her background just a little bit. I want to be careful here, but you really have to vet and check out what's going on at your kids' schools. You never know who's influencing your child. Stay tuned. Scott and Todd will be back right after this break with What's on Your Mind. Check it out.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.